let's go.
Well, here are Barry McNeil, and Barry is helping us out on the programme. He's a freelance cameraman, avid music fan, part-time musician, but he also owns a gramophone, which, what age are you, Barry?
I'm 30, not that I'd like to admit it.
No, well, it's odd that, it's great too, but, you know, most people who have gramophones have grey hair, you know, they're pretty old, so it's fascinating that you have an interest in it, that you went and you bought this one.
Well, I suppose I came across it by accident. I was out in Bray a couple of years ago, and I came across a market out there, and it was just sitting there, and it was in great condition. It's a HMV 104, so it's from around 1932, so it's hard to come across something in such good condition from, I suppose, that time.
Yeah, I know, we know that it hasn't got the horn on it, it actually has the technology.
It's not, there's an actual speaker built into the casing of it, which is underneath the turntable.
But it has the wind up at the side, yeah. And you have to do that.
It's all self-contained, and it's a box, for want of a better word, and you wind it up at the side.
Yeah, well, we'll have a go of it, but first of all, where do you get the records? Because you have some really great records.
Well, I got a few, my uncle had a few up in his attic, and, you know, it's quite easy to come across them, but whether they're in good condition or not, it's a different story.
Right, and what's the oldest kind of ones you have, or what?
Well, I have a recording of Louise, which I think we're going to play, by Maurice Chevalier, and that's from 1929. Now, I'm not sure if the record's actually from 29, could be a reprint, but
right.
I mean, it's got to be, it's old enough anyway.
Well, let's have a listen and see what the quality is like.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
So, can you maybe explain what you're doing now?
Okay, so on the right hand side of the box, there's an arm which you kind of jack it up until.
It's kind of like those modern day lamps that you can, or torches that you can wind up. It's kind of environmentally friendly.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's
you don't plug it in, yeah.
That's one of my fascinations with it. There's absolutely no electrical wires connected onto it.
It's very organic, really.
You know,
yeah.
And you can really imagine kind of during war times when there was blackouts and there was no electricity, people still had the ability to entertain themselves, I suppose. And it's great, you know, it's very simple. You pop the needles in, they're very primitive needles.
They're more like nails.
They're like compass needles, you pop them in, and so I'm just winding it up here at the side.
It's like the old cars that you used to wind up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Don't overwind it now.
Yeah, you wind it till it gets a bit stiff, and then the arm just clicks in, and once it clicks in, the turntable starts rotating, and then you just pop the needle down like a modern day record player, I suppose. There's no volume controls. So
wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful. You hug me all day through. Every little breeze fits with the wind.
It's a good quality record, yeah.
It's great, yeah. I mean, it's very hard to tell when you're actually buying records, because some of them might appear to be very scratchy.
But I think with such heavy kind of needles, they actually do wear away the record.
Ah, yeah, there's absolutely no mercy with those needles. So.
Dance.
I mean, I suppose the beauty about actually going out and coming across all these kind of new to me sounds, all these old sounds, it keeps bringing you back. Like, I mean, I'm going to make I'll be a fan of World War II history. But I mean, even looking at World War II, it brings you back to World War I.
Yes.
And it's the same with music. You listen to something and it brings you back to something, which brings you back to something.
And the technology at the time is fascinating, because it's kind of old world meets new world. Like you're saying, it's an organic kind of thing that you can wind up.
And I mean, that technology would have gone even to when they were actually recording the songs. Mm-hmm. Very cool forms of technology to actually get the music to record.
And there's no volume control on it, it's just.
There's no volume control at all now, and I suppose
I suppose you made reference to it, but that's where the term
put a sock in a jam comes from. But you can't put a sock in this one because there's no.
You can't, no. I suppose you put a quilt over it.
Yeah, I wonder what the bin do with it.
It's great, it's a sound you wouldn't get off.
Yeah,
it's winding down. So you just need to give it a bit more of a wind up.
Again, here we go.
It's great, it keeps it fit as well. Enjoying yourself.
Fat boy slim there on the winding. <Yeah. laughs>
I'm a bat.
What's beautiful about them as well is that they're all lovely old mahogany and made of wood. Beautiful pieces of furniture beyond anything.
No expense spared. And you can, I mean, although this is a big, quite a big piece, you can imagine, you know, back in the day, lumbering them up Bray Hill or Bray Head, you know, for a nice picnic or something.
It's quite heavy, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. You get one song out of each side, and that's that kind of.
So you basically do get a full record from almost the full wind if you wind it up as full as you can.
Yeah, it should allow you to get a full side out of it. Now I'm kind of a bit reluctant to keep on winding it because I know the coiling is probably.
And do you mind me asking you how much you paid for it?
I went out to the market and I paid. He was looking for €75. And, you know, being in the market, I obviously tried to do a bit of haggling, and he wasn't budging. So I thought about it, and out of principle, I wasn't going to buy it because he wasn't going to give me a bargain. But in the end, it turned out to be a bargain because I went home and I kind of researched this model on the internet, and there was the exact same model going for maybe, I think, $4 or $4.50.
Wow, there you go.
So I ended up getting a bargain, but, you know, he probably thought he got pulled all over my eyes that day.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You're getting great use out of it too. So
yeah, no, it's fantastic, and it's a great centerpiece. You know, if you've friends over who haven't kind of witnessed it, and they're always amazed that there's no electrical wires going into it. Yeah. It's self-contained and does everything itself.
Well, happy listening.
Thanks very much.